On Wednesday, a bipartisan group of senators voted to advance legislation that calls for an end to U.S. involvement in the war in Yemen. The vote was a drastic change in how politicians have addressed U.S. involvement in the Yemeni crisis so far. But questions remain on just how committed Congress really is to putting an end to the conflict. Could a final vote on the measure actually make a difference? Joining me now to discuss is Mehdi Hasan, a columnist for The Intercept and the host of the podcast Deconstructed. Mehdi, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So this week on Wednesday, the Senate voted 63-37 to advance a floor vote on a measure that's intended to end the United States' involvement in the war in Yemen. What more do we know about what just happened?
Well, it's the fallout is still happening as we speak. I interviewed Senator Chris Murphy actually shortly after the vote for the podcast, and he was one of the big drivers of this legislation in the Senate, one of the three senators, bipartisan group, Chris Murphy, Mike Lee of Utah Republican, and Bernie Sanders, who've been pushing this for a while. And his point was this is going to be felt, the impact of this is going to be felt globally. We don't know how big an impact it'll be, but he sends a massive, you know, it's a seismic break between the United States Senate and Saudi Arabia. And the Senate has always been pro-Saudi. Just 6 months ago, a version of this bill was put before the Senate and the vote was 55-44 against. And now it switches to 63-37. That is a massive shift in opinion in the Senate and a massive shift amongst Republicans. 14 Republicans voted for this motion and all 49 Senate Democrats. So a big win for those in the Senate who have wanted to see, you know, an end to U.S. involvement in what is the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe, a man-made disaster, not a natural disaster, at the hands of the Saudi-led coalition.
And I'm wondering how much of this has to do with the blowback or the lack of support, really, for how the president and the administration has handled the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, or anything else that has changed in terms of our involvement that may have led to this change of heart in the Senate?
Well, I think it's two big things, related things. One is, as you say, the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October the 2nd by a group of Saudi hitmen who were almost certainly sent there by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman. The CIA say with high confidence that they believe Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, the Crown Prince, ordered the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi. The Trump administration has refused to make that CIA finding public. Donald Trump has gone out of his way to misrepresent the CIA's conclusion. He's falsely claimed that there was no conclusion, and he's cozied up to MBS. He put out a statement not long ago saying, you know, Saudi Arabia is our key ally. We will not abandon our ally. We need them for money and investment and for tackling Iran. And that has upset a lot of people, even in his own party. Take Senator Lindsey Graham, one of the most hawkish Republican senators who's become recently a Trump loyalist. And yet he has gone out of his way to condemn MBS for that killing and saying that he won't deal with Saudi Arabia while MBS is in charge. He's the de facto ruler, the Crown Prince. He voted for this motion yesterday. He was one of the 14 Republicans. Senator Bob Corker, very influential chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, outgoing Republican, he voted for it as well, persuaded a lot of his colleagues, again, because they are annoyed, upset, angry, outraged at the killing of Khashoggi on the orders of MBS and Donald Trump's refusal, the Trump administration's refusal to do anything to hold Saudi Arabia accountable. And a lot of these Republicans have made clear that they may not vote for the final bill. This is not a vote to end U.S. involvement. This is a procedural vote, which is, you know, the first step towards that vote, which I think will take place next week. They've made it clear, some of these Republicans, they're not going to vote for the final bill, sadly, to end U.S. involvement in the war. They're voting for this. They voted for this yesterday as a rebuke to the Trump administration and to the Saudis to express their displeasure. And the second related point to that is the Khashoggi killing focused everyone's attention on Saudi Arabia for several weeks and reminded people in the U.S. Senate. But by the way, he didn't just kill a journalist. He's been killing hundreds, thousands of Yemenis in Yemen in this pointless, self-defeating, brutal war that the United States is facilitating, because this war couldn't happen without U.S. intel, U.S. fuel, U.S. arms. And that has been another reminder. And it's become, as Yemen has become a bigger and bigger tragedy in recent months, that's also, I'm sure, weighed on the minds of some of these senators.
You know, Mehdi, I'm also curious because I'm wondering the shift in direction here for the Senate, particularly the Republican Senate. It feels, if this is really just an expression of their displeasure with how President Trump has handled the, particularly the Khashoggi, the post-Khashoggi aftermath, and they don't plan on actually taking action next week, isn't this really just a toothless show of displeasure as opposed to something that could really make a difference?
It's a good question, and whether or not it's toothless, we'll see. I asked Chris Murphy this question just yesterday, and he's a senator who's been pushing this for years now. And he's delighted, not because he thinks it's toothless, because he thinks this is a huge symbolic move. The U.S. Senate, neither chamber of Congress has ever voted against any U.S. involvement in the Yemen war. This is the first vote to express, you know, the motion is very clear. The resolution is very clear about ending all unauthorized U.S. military involvement in the war in Yemen. So to get a massive majority, not a narrow majority, but, you know, 63 senators voting for that is a big deal, symbolically at the very least. Whether it crosses the 51 threshold next week remains to be seen. I hope it does. Even if a few Republicans peel away, some will stay on board. The Democrats only need two. And then it goes to the House. And right now, the Republican-led House has made it clear they're not going to support ending the war. But a Democrat-led House next year probably will. And then, and you know, fingers crossed, it then gets to the desk of the president. Does Trump veto this bill? It would be a politically costly move to say, no, you know what? I'm in favor of carrying on starving Yemeni kids. I'm in favor of carrying on bombing Yemeni kids. 85,000 children in Yemen are believed to have been starved to death by this Saudi-led coalition, according to a recent report by Save the Children. More than 50,000 dead, according to some reports. Yemeni civilians killed. This is an outrage. The UN call it the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. The irony is, if you had a more competent US president and a more competent Saudi crown prince, yeah, we probably wouldn't be voting on Yemen right now. So actually, you know, the silver lining of having people like Trump and MBS in power is it forces people to get off the fence and actually pushes them in the opposite direction. It kind of, quote unquote, radicalizes the Democrats. A lot of Democrats didn't say a word about Yemen, as you say. When Barack Obama was supporting the Saudi war in Yemen, they didn't say a word. But, you know, if this is the silver lining of the Trump and MBS cloud, I'll take it. Anything that ends this horrific, brutal war, which has involved war crimes, which has involved starvation. The UN says 14 million Yemenis are on the verge of a, quote, great big famine. And you know what? The U.S. is complicit in that famine. That famine couldn't happen without U.S. support. I hope your listeners realize that this Saudi-led war cannot happen without U.S. support. And that U.S. support really has to end as soon as possible.
We really expect, though, the Trump administration will step back and go against its position so far on the Saudis?
At the moment, no. But who knows? You know, this is a crazy time. And some of the positions, if you'd asked me 6 months ago, would 63 senators vote for ending U.S. involvement in the Yemen war, I'd have laughed in your face. If you told me one of those senators was Lindsey Graham, I'd have laughed even more. So, you know, things change pretty fast in Washington, D.C. these days. These are crazy, turbulent times. What's that old Chinese curse, apocryphal? May you live in interesting times. These are the most interesting times I've ever lived through. So, yes, anything is possible. But, you know, right now, if it was tomorrow, no. Donald Trump has made it very clear he is basically the official Washington, D.C. spokesman for the Saudi government. He's not going to sign anything that goes against the Saudis right now. But in 6 months' time, if he's further under pressure from Mueller, if he's under pressure from a Democratic-led House, maybe he does a deal to say, you know what, I'll give you this. I'll reduce U.S. participation in this war, at least symbolically.
Mehdi Hasan is a columnist for The Intercept and the host of the podcast Deconstructed. Mehdi, thanks again.
Thanks so much.